This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Secret Cabinet.
The Secret Cabinet. Hello and welcome to The Secret Cabinet, the podcast where the strange stories of history land. The stories that your history teachers didn't tell us about. Today's topic, the death race of the Grand Vizier. That Grand Viziers didn't always have it easy under God. At least we know this since the comic Isnagud was published by René Goscinny and Jean Tabary. And if you all don't know this comic, it's forgivable because it came out a while ago. It's from 1962. But in the comic, we see a Grand Vizier under the Caliph that would like to be a Caliph himself. But even though he comes up with these fantastically complicated plans to off his boss, the Caliph, all his plans seem to be destined to fail. But in reality, it was actually the Grand Vizier's who were employed by the Caliphs, that always had to watch their backs. Unless, of course, they're faster than the chief gardener. Why that? Because in the Ottoman Empire, which existed from 1299 to 1923, they didn't actually have the title of executioner, which is remarkable since there would have been a high demand for such a position. If we just look at the numbers of executions in under the Ottomans that the caliphs ordered, take just the 8-year reign of Selim the First. From 1512 to 1520, 30,000 Turks were made one head shorter. Under those 30,000 were also 7 Grand Viziers. And therefore, one of the big curses of the time was actually, may you be Selim the First's Grand Vizier. But even within the royal family, the Caliph did not necessarily show mercy. Several siblings that had an eye on their throne were simply removed. And not just siblings, maybe even some uncles and cousins, just to make sure. In the middle of the 15th century, this was even put down in law in order to minimize the risk of civil war and rebellion. And then one thought, well, you know, since the palace gardeners are so good with hatchet and knife, why don't they just go ahead and also take the job of the executioner? So the job description of these some 5,000 personnel of the palace gardens, which were called bostanci, included also things like customs and even police work. Their uniforms were a red hat and pants out of this purple muslin cloth, and a shirt with a very deep cut in front and no sleeves, which of course is supposed to showcase the muscular arms and exceptionally broad chests. Therefore, meeting a group of gardeners was not necessarily a pleasant experience, especially if one of them handed you a lemonade. Namely because it was the job of the chief gardener, Bostanshi Bacha, what the title is called. He had to serve those who had fallen from grace such a refreshing drink. Now, the important part was the beverage white, then everything was okay. But if it was blood red, then that would be the last beverage which that person was ever to consume. The sentencing would then be fulfilled. However, one could say that the Ottoman Empire kind of softened up a little bit over time, about since the 17th century. And it started with the fact that not all of the caliphs murdered all their siblings anymore. But instead of that, they would kind of bunker themselves into the Kopki Palace in Istanbul, or Constantinople, until they were needed for some reason, which of course could take several decades until that happened. However, on the bright side, those imprisoned in that matter could help themselves to the harem of their elder brothers, and you could pass the time with such exciting pastimes as macrame. And even by the death sentences of the Grand Viziers, became a little bit more mild. Namely, there was the death race. Namely, should the condemned Grand Vizier be able to run the 300 meters from the gate of the palace to the fish market, where presumably the executions would take place, if he could run faster than the chief gardener, his death sentence would be commuted to a lifetime of banishment. However, if the chief gardener was already waiting for you at the gate of the fish market, you didn't get a prize. There was no prize for second place. The execution would, in that case, run its course as planned. The corpse would be taken care of by just dumping it into the Bosphorus, which was right there. The last great vizier that was able to save his neck in that manner was in 1822, and it was the great vizier Hachi Zali Pasha. His predecessor, Bendi Ali Pasha, was not so lucky and lost his head after a mere 9 days. But Hachi Zali Pasha, on the other hand, who, although also only had the position for 6 months, he didn't just win the death race, but he did it in such a manner that his reputation landed him the position as the Grand Governor of Damascus. I hope you like this show. This is an English translation of the German original show, Das Geheimkabinett, and is translated by me, Travis Dow. And I hope you like it. The original content is by Der Buddler, so you can thank him for that. And Der Buddler also hosts a German archaeological podcast called Angegraben. And I host another show called History of Germany, which is also in English and German. But for now, until next time on The Secret Cabinet.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.